B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
McCarthy, you're a big music buff.
Yeah, sort
Since
of.
Springsteen changed your
yes.
life at the age of four.
That would be eight, Scott.
Eight. Even worse.
Yeah.
It's kind of a good, easy listening song, right?
Yeah. It's kind of a downer, though.
It's actually like he's leaving. Like, I'm telling you, I'm leaving.
He's out.
I'm out. It's easy as Sunday morning to leave you.
50 ways to say goodbye. He's out.
I just noticed that.
Yeah. It's easy like Sunday morning.
Upbeat song? No.
No.
Disappointing song?
No. He's out.
It's like the Patriots schedule. Easy.
That's why I'm easy.
Not going to try to hit those high notes.
Okay. All right. Patriots. Talking
Pats.
Football.
Schedule. Pats. Schedule.
Schedule. Felger Matt's been all over this for a week. I keep hearing them bring it up. And I sort of just say, schedule.
Right.
Just move on with my day. Like so many of us do.
You know? Well, it's just like they sit there to kill the running back position. And then they talk about Zeke. And Maz is like, got to pay him. Got to pay him.
Well, hold on. Do you want to do that now or do you want to wait?
No.
Because I know what they're saying on that.
I know what they're saying.
I heard
too.
That argument.
Like you're there.
If you commit to, if you're a stupid team and you've already gone down that road, you got to continue being stupid. I get that argument. It actually makes sense.
Drafted the moron top five.
My thought is that if you're stupid and you finally decide to no longer be stupid, I won't fault you for that. You got to get out of that at some point. You got to get out of your pattern of being stupid at some point. And if you've decided, but you can't say, we're going to not pay this guy and then turn around and go do it again. You might as well pay the guy you got. That's an argument for a different time. Okay? Here's the Patriots schedule. They open up against the Steelers. They have their division. They play the Dolphins, Jets, and Bills the following 3 weeks. Redskins, Giants, Jets, Browns.
Say, after Pittsburgh, relatively soft opening.
Yes. Cowboys.
At Redskins, soft.
Texans, Chiefs, Bengals, Bills, and Dolphins. What do you think of the schedule? 2019. Again, Steelers, Dolphins, Jets, Bills, Redskins, Giants,
Pittsburgh's
Jets.
Good, tough opener.
Browns, Ravens, Eagles, Cowboys, Texans, Chiefs, Bengals, Bills, Dolphins. Without thinking too much. Don't try not to think. What's your reaction?
They have a tough stretch like they usually do each and every year between the weeks of, 7 to 12?
8 through 13. That's what we said the day the schedule was released. 8 through 13 is tough
games.
That's
your
mean. Yeah, I think, back half. Ooh, back half. They get some real teams in there.
Back half is, and that's the first thing you think because you lose guys right through attrition. There's going to be injuries. Just to who?
Start with the Browns, end with the Chiefs. All those games. That's the tough stretch.
Season. Yep. At your season.
Do you know what my thought is when I saw the schedule when it first came out? Oh, they have to play all the actual teams in the AFC because there's so few of them because the whole AFC blows. They have to play the Steelers.
Steelers and Chiefs are your top two competitors.
They have to play the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And
got them both at home.
They've got to play the up and comers, the Browns. I don't really think they're all that.
But funny. No, I mean, everybody's pumping their tires.
Middle of the road team. They've got to play the Ravens.
Okay. Ravens, sneaky, tough team.
But the Texans, Chiefs, and Steelers are still, to me, a year later, the three other teams in the AFC.
Mm.
They've still got to play the other three teams in the AFC.
Yeah.
That's it. That's how I looked at it. Well, they still have to play the class of the AFC. That's good. That makes it legit. Is it the easiest schedule in the NFL? I don't
Hell
know.
Hell no.
Let me tell you something else. You know what else I've learned
how
over the years?
How can it be the easiest schedule when you got Steelers? Hey. Who knows what the Giants will be?
You know what I've learned to stop doing? Trying to figure out if the schedule is easy or hard in August.
Yeah.
Because I don't really know.
Because it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Because at some point
it matters.
Well, I mean, it does.
Like, not
I
now.
I sat there last year after the first 3 weeks. I'm like, this is going to be a disaster of a year. An absolute disaster of a year. Coming out of that Detroit game, Sunday night football, you got your doors kicked in.
Well, the Patriots season will depend a lot more on how they play than how everyone else is playing, number one. That's always true.
I think the biggest thing there with that schedule is, I think it's the only thing you would take out of it, they have a chance to get off to a really, really hot start. They do.
Based on the opponents?
Based on the month of September, yes.
Okay, see, but I disagree with that.
Okay.
Because I say it's more on them than it is on any of these opponents. The Patriots.
Come on,
will...
you run the ball, play your defense, you should be good.
Okay, but that's on them. That's not on who they're
right.
playing.
But that's supporting your point of take care of your stuff.
Right. Taking care of their own business is going to be more about them than it is anybody on their schedule. So you say weeks 8 through 13 you view as the tough weeks, Jim? If they were playing weeks 8 through 13,
God, yeah.
starting in week 1 instead, it still would be more about them than who they were playing. Because they are, to me, still right there. It's the Patriots and Chiefs is up there at the top of the AFC.
I'd like to know who the hell has the easiest schedule, if that's one of the easiest schedules.
Well, I'm not going to say it's a hard schedule. I don't really know.
Right.
Because it's August. And this could be an easy schedule. This could be a hard schedule, but I think the division still is not very good. So I look at those games and say, yeah, you could pretty much count on those to be easy. Division's not very good.
Yeah, some defensive guys are pretty good in this league, too. And you get Mahomes and that offense on film.
I don't think the Redskins or Giants are all that good.
Yeah.
So
Cincinnati's not good.
I don't think Cincinnati's very good.
See, here's the problem, too. Do you play down to the level of your opponents? And does Bill have the room? If Bill's got the room and he's got them paying attention, and they're not listening to guys like us sit here and say they're going 13-3, 14-2, they should come out of the gate flying. Felger said they may not lose for a very, very long time, and he hasn't said that in years. Like, everybody's on them now. Everybody's saying this is the best. Burt was just in saying this could be the best defense since Vrabel and those guys.
But
if you're hearing that, there's games where you just might not show up.
But they've got like 7 teams on this schedule of the 16-game regular season. They've got about 7 that could be really good teams. I don't know if they'll all pan out.
Right.
But they could.
Like I said.
I look at the Steelers. I don't know what the Steelers are going to be. They might be garbage this year.
They have no drama. They don't have AB. They're actually allowed to sit there and concentrate on football. Steelers might come in next week ready to go.
They could be. It's week
one. Got a good running game.
It's also early in the season. You
got Juju, right? If you're going to pop anybody and you think you're going up against a great opponent, you want them earlier in the year because that's where you can pop them.
Yes. Yeah. Week one.
Look at Patricia in Detroit last year. Look at Jacksonville.
Steelers?
Jacksonville played that second game as their Super Bowl, and then they went in the tank.
Here are the 7 teams I would give you out of the 16 that could be good, could be not so good, that I just don't know. Steelers, Browns, Ravens, although I would tend to doubt it, but could be. I'll give them the benefit
of the
doubt.
Got to go down there. That's a hellhole to play in.
It's there. It's on the road.
Nasty.
Eagles, I think, are going to be decent. I think they're going to be a good team again.
Yeah.
I mean, they look like they're going to be a really good team again.
Eagles are fine.
Cowboys.
Strong. Physical.
Texans.
Down there, physical.
Chiefs.
Yes. Defense.
Is that 7?
Chiefs, you're chasing
points. I just gave you 7. Chiefs, Texans, Cowboys, Eagles, Ravens, Browns, Steelers. 7 teams. Those could be 7 good games. That means you got 9 on there that I look at and say, not so good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. More on this, because apparently they've got the weakest quarterback schedule in all of the football, according to the metrics. That's the latest, by the way.
The 7 teams you just read could be 7 of your top quarterbacks.
I'll tell you the metrics. I'll tell you the latest after the action update. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right.
I'm running down a road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind.
Real music.
One to hold me, two that want to stone me. One says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy.
Who wrote this song, Joe?
Eagles.
No.
Don Henley.
Wrong.
I don't care.
Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Light it up if you still can. Don't even try to understand.
Yeah.
Just find a place.
It's nice not having Hardy here with Eagles around.
Take it easy.
Yeah, he hates the
music snob. Oh, music snob.
Yeah, he is a real music snob. Let's see the prop. Jackson Browne, by the way. So.
What about Jackson Browne?
He wrote this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Says,
yeah.
Lord, Jackson Browne's on. Flatbed Ford.
Slowing down to take a look at me.
Okay, all right.
Come on, baby.
617-779-0985. Here's the latest from The Athletic. The strength of schedule for each NFL team based on a opposing quarterback tiers, post-Luck edition. This is updated after Andrew Luck's retirement. That factors that in.
Yeah.
From Mike Sando at The Athletic. Oh, boy. He writes, it's not breaking news that the Patriots have navigated a smooth divisional road over the past couple of decades. Whether you believe the rest of the AFC East has enabled the Patriots' success, crumbled under New England's dominant reign, or done a little bit of both, this column does not diminish what the Super Bowl champs have accomplished. Still, no other team faces more lower-tier quarterbacks this season. 11 of the Patriots' 16 opponents feature quarterbacks who placed in the third or fourth tiers when I asked 55 coaches and executives to evaluate all the starters. That's what they did. They ranked them. They ranked the NFL starters, and then they broke them into tiers.
Here's your problem.
What?
You play Buffalo twice, and you play Miami twice, and you play the Redskins.
Yep.
That's five. That's like one-third your schedule right there. Bam.
You play bad quarterbacks.
That's it.
So that's
and
why.
And it offset. No, it's your division. Your divisional quarterbacks are so poor.
They're awful.
Like, I respect Darnold. I think I could see a splitting with the Jets. I think that kid may have a game or two. Ryan Tannehill's beat you before. He could get hot in one game. But I don't think Josh Allen. You're not going to lose to Josh Allen
boy,
twice.
Is he bad.
You're not going to lose to the schleps down there. And freaking the guy that you wanted to trade first-round picks for and Josh Rosen to be the next guy can't even beat out Ryan freaking Fitzpatrick down there. A fat one, by the way.
You've won one game in Miami since 2012.
Yeah, and it's a weird spot to play.
It is.
Week two's weird, man.
Yep.
I'm just saying. But you're still playing Mayfield, Dak Prescott. Say what you want about the Red Rifle. At least he's played in the league a little bit. You know, you got Mahomes coming in. You got Roethlisberger coming in.
Josh Allen had kind of a Drew Bledsoe end of his rookie year. The final, like, 5 or 6 weeks played really well. So I don't know if that means anything, if it's going to carry over, but he did play well the final 5 or 6 weeks of the year.
So
yeah, factor that in your little formula there, Beetle Boy.
What?
No, there's just so many. Like Beetle said, it's unknown. There's too much unknown.
Right.
Who was Lamar Jackson? Led the Ravens to the playoffs. He's probably rated really low on this list right now.
So there's good enough for them to keep.
There's seven teams in the league that fall into this category. Teams that have games this year when their opposing quarterback is ranked in a higher tier than their own quarterback. And with that number being zero. The Patriots don't have a single game this year in which they'll face a quarterback that has a higher tier than their own, being Tom Brady being in a top tier. They're not facing anything better than Brady. There's no one better than higher than Brady. He's in the top tier, guys. It's not possible to face anybody better than that. The opposing quarterback average is rated at 2.94, Tom Brady's average 1.05, based on where he was placed. Which means, did someone have him not in the top tier to be able to get that to 1.05?
Most likely, a lot of people were down on his play last year throughout the season.
Yeah. All right. So it says, to summarize, the Patriots' schedule of opposing quarterbacks includes two games, again, Mike Sando at The Athletic, two games against tier one quarterbacks, tied for second fewest, zero road games against tier one quarterbacks, 29 teams have at least one, they don't have any.
Who is the tier ones? Mahomes and Roethlisberger?
I'll get to it. I'll give you the list. Mahomes and Roethlisberger are the two. Thank you. You already gave it, so might as well. Six games against tier four quarterbacks. Tied with the Jets for the most. I have the full list. I'll give it to you in a minute. Huh. 11 games against tier three or four quarterbacks tied for the most. New England's record since 2014 with Brady in the lineup against a tier three quarterback is 15-9, which he writes is surprisingly poor by Patriots standards. The Patriots over that span 13-0 against tier four guys and 20-4 against starters who were not in the survey, which is typically rookies and backups. Makes sense. Here you go. Here are the guys that they will face on the schedule as of now. Patrick Mahomes and Ben Roethlisberger. And this is in the how they ranked top to bottom. Okay? So this is based on 55 league executives, how they rank the strength of the quarterbacks the Patriots will face from best to worst. Patrick Mahomes, Ben Roethlisberger, Carson Wentz, Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield, Dak Prescott, Andy Dalton. Oh, man, that is a quick drop. Eli Manning, Sam Darnold twice, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen twice, Ryan Fitzpatrick twice, Case Keenum. That's the list. That's Sam
Case Keenum.
Sam
Case Keenum.
Darnold, by the way, needs to be ahead of Andy Dalton. This list.
Oh, yeah.
And Eli.
Woo! And Eli, yes.
Case Keenum could end up being not the starter by the time you play the Giants, but it could be the kid from Ohio State.
I'd take Sam Darnold ahead of Dak Prescott if I were building a team today. I know Dak's more experienced and more settled in, and, you know, for a game,
well,
being, a game being played today, Dak's probably a better choice.
From a natural quarterback aspect,
but in
I
terms
would.
Of, like, you I know, like I'm Dak. Picking a team that I'm starting a franchise today for the future.
See, and this is where they got to figure it out, and that's why they're going to get Zeke in, because I think Dak needs Zeke to be him. I mean, he's good off play action. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to chuck it 55 times. They're not going to go gun. He's a good under center quarterback.
And Baker Mayfield gets so much, again, a lot of love for Baker Mayfield.
Well, he'll tell you that first, Ooh. Yeah. They got a new mustache and everything.
Man, does Baker Mayfield get a lot of love.
He shouldn't be that far ahead of Sam Darnold.
No, he shouldn't. Baker shouldn't be that far ahead of a lot, you know.
If you re-ranked Sam Darnold and bumped him above Dak like you want to, I wonder how much that changes the formula. Because they have to play him twice. I can almost guarantee you it's not the easiest schedule if that's the case.
Yeah, Darnold's getting too much crap for the Jets being a bad team last year. You got to watch him function within, you know, just you as the person and him playing that position. And I think that's what we tried. I tried to do it last year when we played the Jets and you called the Jets games. You could see, okay, this kid can be pretty good. You could see why he was good and why he was rated so highly and why he played 4 years and 3 years at USC. And you could see it. You could see he's got the tools. Now, can he fine-tune it? Can he be coached? Can he eliminate mistakes? You know, he's got his feet wet now. He could be a little dangerous this year. I think he's the most dangerous out of any of the young guys. I really do.
When we get your calls coming up after the headlines, we'll do that coming up next. Your reaction to the Patriots have a weak schedule. Listen, I don't know if they have a weak schedule. They might. It might be. They've got plenty of teams in there that I don't think are very good. But they've got six or seven games that might end up being tough. And so much of the league is down. We'll see. It's too early to tell. I hate doing tough schedule talk in August, but here we are doing it. I've been sucked into this. I'm sorry. We'll go to the headlines, and we'll be back with your calls. Also, some new sound, new audio from Gronk. He did a one-on-one interview with the AP. We'll get to this sound from Gronk later in the hour. He sheds a little more light on when he might consider a return to the NFL. That's coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
617-779-0985. That Gronk audio coming up at 12:50. Don't forget, get to our website, 985thesportshub.com. If you've missed anything from the show today, you can always download it on our podcast. We put up the hourly podcasts. Also every day, put up the condensed version of the show, which you can always go back and listen to. Get the breakdown. And if you want McTakey's hot baseball takes.
Well, it's like what Maz does. It's how he watches the MLB games. He does that condensed game.
We call it in a nutshell. Mm. In a nutshell.
Nutshell.
The nutshell version of the show. Hardcore baseball. Hardcore baseball with McTakey.
Oh, yeah. Check it out. A real good season.
How many times a week are you doing the hardcore baseball right now?
I'm sorry?
How many times a week? Once a week?
Once a week.
Once a week.
Yes.
Give me a reason to watch right now. One reason. Go.
No, I can't give you a reason.
Give me a reason right now.
No, I can't.
Give me a reason why to watch the local team right now. Give me one.
Rafael Devers.
Yeah, he's fabulous.
He's phenomenal.
I'm so glad he bounced back this year.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's a fun player.
Yes, he is.
The one good thing Dave Dombrowski did, never traded that guy. Let's get back to your calls, though. We'll get to that Gronk stuff coming up in just a bit. Kevin's in New Hampshire.
Hey,
hi, Kevin. Is he sleeping? Kevin?
Hello?
Hey.
I'm sorry. Listen, just a quick note regarding your weekly schedule. I don't even want to go into it that much, but it's impossible for the Patriots to play the weakest schedule. You know, first off, 14 of their games are exactly the same as the other three divisional teams in their division, and the other two games that they play two first-place teams. The others play two second, two third, two fourth-place teams. So their schedules have to be weaker just through logic. You know, it's just a ridiculous thing. Statement. People go out there and strategically go over there.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. Like, okay, you're right. Because you're the Super Bowl champ, you should, you know, mathematically have a harder schedule.
You play a harder schedule just by that only in your own division. So they can't be the weakest schedule every year they come up with this. And it's bullshit. Sorry.
No, you can't. No. Can't say that.
Yeah, you could say that if you're on satellite. You're not.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what the problem is, though? There's too many bad teams in this league.
Right.
And the Patriots are much better than many of the teams in the league. Many, if not most. Yeah. I look at the league right now, and I think to myself, if I were to just go down the list.
Why can't you compliment them as being the better coach team as opposed to them having the weakest schedule?
Well, just because you're saying you have a weak schedule doesn't mean you're putting down the team.
I don't think the schedule's weak. There's some good opponents on here.
It could be weak. Why can't you just admit that it
might be? Last year's was weaker.
See, I'm not saying it's not weak. It might be weak.
I think last year's was weaker.
I don't know that yet.
I think 2 years ago was tough, man. Going to Denver and then Mexico City and all that. And
so I am I'm keeping my mind completely open to the idea that this schedule might be the easiest schedule they've had in years.
And it might
that these teams may not pan out. That Houston could have the struggles that they had a year ago. That Deshaun Watson turns out to not be the player that I think he is. That last year's struggles that he had were not an aberration. That's just who he is. That he was a flash in the pan as a rookie. And that his injury has plagued him. And he's not going to be the same guy.
Yeah.
That he's just not who I think he is. That Pittsburgh, not going to be the same because Ben doesn't have a guy like Antonio Brown to throw to. That, I mean, yeah, their schedule might suck. They might have nobody on the schedule.
Just look at last year. That Jacksonville game, week two, was it week two or week three? It was
week
a tough
two,
game.
Two.
Right.
That was a really tough game
then,
against a really good team at the time.
And then they fell apart.
And you got beat up physically.
If you played them in week 15, it'd be a different game.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, Jim. That's a
great
example.
Same team, same season, two different teams.
Right. Imagine if you're able to run the ball and you could have ran it on Jacksonville and their guys up front. Like, you tried to go in there throwing with just Chris Hogan. Who's the other one? Hollister, right?
I think so.
Trey Flowers went out early, hurt his shoulder. You lost some people in that game, too. What was that stupid saying they had down there? Hee-haw.
Duval.
Oh, Duval. Heard that all the time. It was like they won the freaking Super Bowl. Throwing stuff at your buses, mooning you as you left. Jeez. Like Buffalo South.
Yeah.
But Jim brings up the point. Yeah, okay, Say Josh Allen comes on at the end of his rookie year like he did, like Bledsoe did at the end of his. Now, all of a sudden, you're starting to build on something. See, what if that guy could be productive? You know, I don't know.
Somebody that played Cleveland in week one last year with Hugh Jackson as the coach and Baker Mayfield not starting is different than them playing him in week 14 last year, too. Same thing.
Yeah.
And it goes the other way we're a team, and just like you said,
Cleveland's one way, Jacksonville's the other way.
Jacksonville's the other. We're a team that might be good at the start of the year. By the time you get to them in November, December, they might be a terrible team. Which is to say, you might have a team that's on your schedule now that you look at and think, oh, that's a good team. But by the time you get to them, they might not be a very good team for a host of different reasons.
And what if Zach Taylor becomes the next best thing of Sean McVay's staff and gets all Andy Dalton playing out of his mind, and A.J. Green comes back, and by the end of the season, that team's actually pretty decent. That's a tough game.
That would really shock me, though.
It would. But it's possible.
But it's possible. That would definitely shock me, though. That would absolutely be very surprising. But the Cowboys, maybe the Cowboys fall apart. Would that stun you?
No.
That the Cowboys can't hold it together until the end of November and that they fall apart? And we look at it now and say, oh, Cowboys are going to be pretty good. They're a good team. You know, the Eagles are supposed to be a good team. But any of these teams falling apart could be easy. They could also be great teams by the time you see them. It's just very early. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't. Let's go to Steve, who's in Plymouth. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to touch on the schedule real quick. I think it's weeks 10 through 14, like you were just mentioning, is four possibly tough opponents. I wouldn't be surprised if all four of those teams was in the postseason, to be honest. And KC could very well be the team we meet in the championship game. So I think our schedule may be easy in the first half, but the second half has its challenges. Have a good day.
Yeah. I can see all those teams making the playoffs. I mean, you got to cut it off there before the final two, but yeah, I can see Texans, Cowboys, Chiefs, Browns all make the playoffs.
Okay.
Make a statement. Backed up the statement.
617-779.
I think Beatles hit the brick wall on schedule talk now. Well, just that moment was the brick wall.
Okay. You did this, okay?
Okay.
I got something that bugs me I want to talk about next.
Okay, we'll do that, but we're going to hear from Rob Gronkowski, his interview with the Associated Press that he did. He conducted it yesterday after he held his press conference. He did a little side one-on-one, sitting on those nice little comfy chairs. You know,
he's got his target points
right. Sit down and do a one-on-one. He did a one-on-one with a reporter from the AP, and he said something that stood out in this video of the interview that's been posted about when he might consider a return to the NFL. We'll see what Zoe has to say about this, because Zoe is firmly in the camp of Gronk is coming back. You'll hear that audio from Gronk right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
If in a few years, all of a sudden, I need to play football, then I will 100% go back and play football. But as of right now, man, I'm in a good place, and it's just not there yet. And the thing is, I'm not even thinking about it, though. In a year, I'm going to come back. No, I'm finally focused. I'm in the now instead of worrying about trying to get through.
Did you catch what he said there? Did you catch the important part? You may not have. I didn't catch it the first time Bert played it for me. Bert was like, yeah. I'm like, what? What are you playing for me? What's the importance of this clip? Might have to hit play again, Jim.
Yeah. If in a few years, all of a sudden, I need to play football, then I will 100% go back and play football. But
in a few years.
I mean, if that's truly the case in a few years, he's not going to play in a few years. Because the quarterback will be gone. He only wants to play with him. I see. This is a big part of why I think he'll be back, because I think Brady's going to give him the ring. Meaning phone ring.
Phone ring, not a ring. Football.
Like, hey, you
like, no,
marry
championship
ring.
Right, yeah.
Like, dude, let's go.
Like, ring-a-ling-a-ling.
Enough of this. Let's go.
Did anyone call anybody? Players, they call each other?
Here's the thing. You always get
text.
Back. By that
is
point,
text message?
By that point, too, week 12, they're in shells and helmets. There's no hitting in practice. You don't have to, you know, see a Wednesday. You don't have to come in Monday, Tuesday, Rob. Yeah. 2 days of walkthroughs, elevated walkthroughs on Wednesday and Thursday. You play six games, and let's rock and roll.
Ring, ring. Do you think they call each
other? Let me ask you something.
Like, Brady's of the age where he, when he was a kid, still had to call people.
Yeah, let me ask you something.
You and I call each other.
Which I find odd. I find we pick up the phone,
we call each other.
I think they do call each other. I think they do contact. Yes.
We know that Brady calls Josh McDaniels. They talk on
the phone. Continue to rewrite history.
Is Gronk going to be okay for the next game?
He should be. Hey, how you doing, babe? How you doing?
I'm an animal, too. Nice job.
No, you're an animal. Just so you know that.
How you feeling, honey?
I'm feeling way better. I just actually laid down for like an hour and a half.
That was a miracle of us winning without you out there, just so you know. That was a miracle.
How does Danny get so good in the playoffs?
That was unreal.
How you feeling, honey?
Oh, Hardy, go crazy.
How you feeling, honey?
Clip that. Send it to Hardy.
That's FaceTime. That's what that is. He FaceTimes with Gronk.
It's audio, FaceTime, voice audio.
Is Gronk going to be okay for the next game?
Because it was on the car. I think he touched the screen on his car.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. There's a couple things here. Like, they put those videos out after the...
How you doing, honey?
The Brady-produced game. Yeah, the Brady-produced videos, Bad Boys for Life after KC. Yeah. And then, We're Still Here after they win it, like, unfinished. To be continued. Like, that's still out there. And... He's the number one. He's the best tight end to ever play the position. He's a Hall of Fame tight end. He's a brand, Gronk. He's played for the biggest brand, the Patriots. He hasn't had a retirement press conference. Nobody's mentioned that. It's kind of odd.
We have mentioned that. We've actually talked about that on the show. Yeah. You were here for those conversations.
So I was digging in deeper on the comeback. I like it.
Yeah. But do you need it? Do you need a press conference when you retire?
For the greatest to ever play the position? Yes.
Remember what they did for Matt Light?
Yeah, but those were during camp.
Ninkovich?
That's different. Like, you're during camp. Everyone's there. He didn't retire during camp.
Was Matt Light during camp? I remember they did a thing with Matt Light with people on the stage at the hall, right?
Yeah, Troy Aikman. Yeah. I mean, you do it after the year. I'm not even saying Patriot guys. I'm just trying to think. Like, great players that have retired. You sit there and you cry at your press conference.
Okay, but what does a press conference mean? Like,
it's
you
finality.
Can still come back after a press conference.
Not many do.
Even if they had it.
I graduated.
Right, and he came right back.
I graduated to the next thing in life.
Because all I'm saying is if he did have a press conference and you believed he was coming back, you'd still sit here and say, he's coming back. You would. You would still believe he was coming back, even if he had a press conference.
How you feeling, honey?
How you feeling, honey?
First question at the press conference.
5:30 a.m. every day. How you feeling, honey?
How you feeling, honey?
All right, so just tell me, though, when you hear him say in a few years, you don't put any stock in that. It's just
giving
an honest, off-the-cuff answer.
Yeah, I mean,
let his guard down by accident.
Like you said at the start of the show, whatever side you're on, whether he's coming back or not coming back, this helps solidify whatever you think or whatever I think. See, I think, to me, and you listen to him talk multiple times, I saw the Good Morning America thing with Strahan. I saw the dog and pony show down in New York that he did yesterday for his CBD company. And you listen to him, it sounds like he's got his target points, right? You want to be rehabilitated, feel good, you know, my mind's right. Just not yet. He's got his target points that he continually hits. Like yesterday, it's like could be 6 years, 3 years, 3 months, 2 months. I don't know. Now all of a sudden today he knows. A couple years. I don't know what to believe. I really don't. I think he's just throwing stuff out there and he's in interview mode rhythm right now. Who else wants? Anybody else want to talk? Let's push some product. Let's go. I'll come down, I'll eat pizza. We'll sell some magic shakes, whatever you want, man. Let's go. I feel great. Got it from my dad. Rehabilitated.
Do you buy that he has to keep the dangling the comeback in order to get these endorsements and get the attention he's getting?
Yeah, because I don't think he's really getting anything else.
You don't think he's getting this attention if he's not dangling the comeback? I think he's getting the attention either way.
I don't think he is getting the attention without dangling the comeback.
Imagine, this is like the part of the Brady stuff, too, to TB12. Like, the Brady stuff...
We're only talking about him because he's dangling comebacks.
Right. The Brady stuff doesn't work unless he plays. Until his
early 40s.
Is he
on Good Morning America if he's completely retired and not leaving that open? I think he still is.
Oh, he might be, but we're not talking... I'm just saying from our perspective,
he's trying to push
we're not talking about Rob Gronkowski.
But he already has these fans. He has these fans here no matter what.
Yeah.
He's got
them
forever.
That fades real quick, though. I'm telling
you. Not with him.
No, with him.
He likes it.
I think it fades with everybody.
I think, honestly...
We're not talking about Rob Gronkowski pushing some CBD product a year or two from now if he is not back in the NFL.
I honestly think, to yesterday when he got upset.
It won't even register.
Right, they call us up and say, you want to have Gronk in studio to push the CBD thing in 2 years? Okay, we're taking him. Yeah,
okay, but that's because he walks through the door and you can have him in studio.
Yeah, put his girlfriend on. She was here 2 weeks ago.
Name any other great former athlete in this town right now who's a former athlete removed from the game who's pushing a product that we would talk about. Who's a fan favorite, who we all love. Name anybody that we would talk about.
Pedro.
Without them walking through the door to talk about the product itself.
Louis Tiant.
Yeah, no, Pedro's little festival, food festival. We did that.
Because he called us.
Because Hardy went to it.
Because he called us on the phone.
Okay.
So we gave him a mention. But we made him talk baseball for 15 minutes to give him his mention. Is what we made him do. Yeah, we'll let you mention your food festival if you come on and talk baseball with us. And that's, all for a good cause and for local charities and for his charities in the Dominican and all that stuff. What? You got another answer? Miserable Tom Morgan?
Tom, I have a football feature starting a week early, possibly.
Tom, why are you so miserable?
What is it?
I'm going to wait to get confirmation.
Oh, someone on the phone?
Welcome to the Sports Hub.
Someone calling us?
Yes.
Okay, we might have someone on the line.
Oh.
Friend of ours?
All right, quick headline.
It's going to happen.
All right. In 90 seconds?
All right, good. 90 seconds.
I guess?
Yeah, in the next segment, yes.
All right, next segment. All right, let's go to headlines, and we're going to maybe have a special guest on the line. Uh-huh. A current player, not a former player, current player. Next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
KVN show's coming back, baby.
We interrupt this fine radio program to bring you the first installment of the KVN show. On the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, Patriots linebacker. And also, a guy with a new piece of hardware.
Huh.
Took home an award last night. It's Kyle Van Noy joining us now on Zolak and Bertrand. How you doing?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Ron Burton Community Service Award winner last night. Congratulations on that honor.
I know. Now you guys got to call me the good guy.
Well, when did we not call you a good guy?
I thought it was the other program here.
I'm just saying. I did win the good guy award, so you guys always have to forever call me the good guy. There's no more he's rude or mean, just nothing but good things. Wow. And we do have to fix that you know, pregame of the KVN show. I don't know if I like that intro. We might have to tweak it a little bit, but we got plenty of time.
Oh, we got, yeah, we have the best producers here, and we'll get your musical interests.
We've got a team of production people here that can tailor this to your needs, desires, whatever it is
you want. What kind of music you like?
We can make this happen for you.
What you like?
You just tell us what you got in mind, and we'll put it together.
I don't know. I'm thinking of maybe, like, something from you guys, like a duet or something.
Oh, like, you want us to sing like da 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 da?
It's a midweek day. It's Wednesday. You know, it's hump day. We got to get things cracking.
We got to get Hardy back in here.
We'll get
Hardy. We'll take care of this by next week. Hey, how's your knee? Scared the hell out of me. Scared the hell out of me the other night.
I know. I saw the video. I thought it busted up. I'm like, I wonder what else he said under his breath.
I love Dinkovich down there trying to diagnose it. You know, like, oh, that's an LCL. It's got to be an LCL. I'm like,
he thinks he knows.
The hell does he know?
The hell's he know?
Did you see him on SportsCenter? I was talking trash to him earlier over text. I was like, bro, your hair looks good. Your eyebrows look good. I'm sure you're wearing the face mask when you go to sleep at night. You got to keep that face, that moneymaker looking good now.
Yeah, so he's down there now. Hey, again, I mean, there's a lot talked about with this defense and expectations. You guys, I think, understand how good this can be. Which going to be the strength, the front or the back end?
That's a good problem and a good question to have, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, I keep going back and forth on it. Like, one's not right without the other, though.
We spent time today talking about the champagne problems of your defense.
Yeah,
that's a good question. I think, you know, with the defense we have, I think it's a good problem to have. A lot of good players, I think. You know, Bill gets to smile just a little bit, you know, at what kind of players he's brought here. And, you know, I think what really stands out, and you guys probably saw a little bit of it last, you know, not a little bit, you've seen it all preseason, is how we enjoy playing with each other. I mean, you go back and you flip on that Carolina film and you see how many guys are enjoying playing the game and are appreciative of maybe not even making the play, but really genuinely happy for someone else making the play. That doesn't happen everywhere. And I think it needs to get noticed that our team, I feel like, is the best at that. Like, I get so happy when my guy Gilly Locke or, you know, J.C. Jackson or my guy Jason McCourty lock someone up. And they don't catch the ball. I genuinely get so happy for them because not only did they do their job, but they do it at an elite level.
I want to ask you about something that you said. I don't know if it was a week or two ago, but it may have been during the Detroit practice. You said that you're frustrated when I think you got traded here to New England because you thought you were going to go back to being a bench player. Why did you think that?
Yes. Because at the time they had Jamie Collins, Pro Bowler. They had Ninkovich. They had Shane McClellan. And they had, of course, Hightower and Jabal Sheer. And I'm like, Barcavius Mingo. And it's like, where am I fitting into this, you know, puzzle piece? But our man, Billy B, he's always thinking, man. And he challenges not just me every day, but all of us every day. And that's the beauty of playing for him. I'm really, I'm a student of the game, so it's awesome learning from him, you know, Matty P as well as Brian Flores when they were here. So just being around people that love the game, it's exciting. And, you know, I love it. I love it here. I've really enjoyed my time. And I can't wait for this season. You guys didn't ask me to come on. The fans asked me to come on today, so I had to give the people what they wanted.
We got to get that open done for next week. We'll get that open done.
Kyle Van Noy is with us.
Definitely. For Sunday night football, my outfit's going to be so fire, too. I already got it all, laid out, the first day of school.
Yeah. Oh, you got the outfit laid out. Oh, okay. You gonna break out thing. He wore the same thing he wore to
which
the
is for that long walk from the back door to the locker room, all of 40 yards.
When
it's
Mike
because
Reese,
you're gonna be on TV.
Because
it's for TV, and it's for the cameras.
And Mike Reese high fives all the guys when they walk by.
It's for the cameras.
I know they gotta stop showing all the offensive guys. They need to stop showing Tom Jules. They need to give some love to us defensive guys. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be looking sharp, so they better represent and show it.
So you don't want to be on NBC Sports Boston pregame. You want to be on NBC The Network pregame. That's the shot you're going for. You're going for the network.
I want to go for it all, baby.
National.
It don't matter. It doesn't matter. Whoever.
You want to be on Football Night in America is what you're telling me.
I want to be on everything. Why not?
Yeah. Why you on this Twitch thing all the time, too? I see this. You always tweeting, hey, man, get on it now. I'm Twitch. I'm getting ready to Twitch and all that stuff.
I am. I feel like I'm a gamer too. I'm a jack of all trades on the field and off the field. Look at that, baby. Okay.
you play Madden 20 yet?
No, I don't play that. You know why I don't play? They gave me a terrible rating. I'm never playing that game.
Why do guys get so pissed off when the rating's bad?
I don't care. I don't watch so Hard Knocks. Why would I want to watch?
All right, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why we ask you that though, because in Hard Knocks, and this would, I imagine this has never happened in Patriots camp.
I laugh because I could never see it happening.
I could never see this happening at Patriots camp, but at Raiders camp, and they showed this on Hard Knocks a couple of weeks ago
during practice.
They allowed two of the Madden guys who do the rankings to come to training camp. And during practice, they're allowed on the field, and they're out there taking their notes. And not only are they taking notes, but they had access to chat up players on the field. And for example, say to a guy, hey, are we underrating anybody? Is there anybody we should take a second look at?
What?
Yes.
Did that?
Walking around the huddle.
And they're two guys that work for, EA Sports or whoever it is that they represent. And they're out there taking their notes. They're saying, is there anyone, rookies, young guys, anyone that you think in the game that we've underrated? And they're going to go back and boost guys' ratings up based on those conversations and what they've seen in practice. And they let them in at Raiders camp.
Man.
So you should talk to Bill and say, Bill, let's get the Madden guys in here so we can get my numbers up to get my proper credit.
Can you imagine what he would say to me?
No, which is why I sort of want you to go tell him and just see what his reaction is.
No, I don't want to do that. I'm going to say, but I think that is crazy that they legit had people go to practice. I watch other TV shows. Watching the football one's not something I would want to do, but they're talking about helmets and stuff. I'm good on all that. But
do you like the helmet you're wearing now? What helmet do you have now? You like your helmet? Is it okay? Does it fit okay? Protect your head?
It works for me. The thing is they're getting. I feel like you don't want your helmet to be too comfortable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand.
Like you want it to be good, but you want to feel uncomfortable. If that makes sense.
No, it does. Because it's like you ever drive a big Cadillac and it's got that big bench seat and you could get comfortable.
Cushy.
Almost.
Yeah.
You're going 80 miles down the road and next thing you're falling asleep.
That's too fancy for me, though. That's all you, baby.
But you know what I'm saying? You get in that sports car and you want to handle well. It's sort of like a bucket stiff seat. It's maybe not as comfortable as that Cadillac, but. You feel like you drive better in that sports car, if that makes any sense. Yeah, I totally get it.
I wouldn't mind the sports car.
I used to have Vets, man. They're badass. They're cheap enough to where, you're getting into sports car, high-end stuff, but it's not a Porsche, You can afford Porsches now. You got to get your wife some. I know your wife's pregnant. When's she due?
She's due the end of next month. And we are. What do you think it is? It's a surprise. So
it's always. It's going to be a girl.
It's going to be a girl.
It's going to be a girl.
Okay. All right. That's fair. I got a question for you guys. So when you guys
are on each day, do you guys ever, like, forget or have things to where you wish you would have said on air or wish you would have said in a award speech when you guys were up there emceeing, things yeah. that you blurted out on accident or failed to do?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, why do you ask that?
Regrets, I have many.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I kind of had that moment last night, to be honest.
Well, you can make up. I mean, we're you highly listened right? to.
You've got more. You've got a bigger right audience now than you had last night.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I do.
By a large number. Yes.
How many people listen to you guys? Like, what's your weekly rating?
Hundreds of thousands. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay, you guys are big time. Okay,
yeah. What did you think? Who do you think you're talking to every week?
We're national TV. Funny.
No, I know you. I just didn't. I didn't know it was like. I know it's a lot. I just when you're just in it, you're in it. You know what I mean? That's something that doesn't cross my mind that over hundreds.
Listen,
of thousands
now you're nervous.
The
now
polling
nervous.
Results are in. Zoe and I are the second and most popular. Second and third most popular people in all of New England. I won't tell you who's first. It'll piss you off. But just leave it at that. Zoe and I are the second and most, second and third most popular sports personalities in all of New England now.
I can't believe they're beating you.
What you want to say? Make it right.
That is hilarious. But I know who's beating you, but I'm not, we ain't going to give them that credit. We'll just say the people are, from what, 2-6, right?
One individual is beating us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then what do we have to do to change that?
Just going to keep fighting and clawing,
keep
man.
Having better interviews
just,
like
just
this.
Just keep fighting.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough.
All right.
Well, I had something else.
Yeah, do you want to
so what did you want? What did you want to say that you didn't get right last night?
Yeah, that you maybe left out.
I mean, I just felt bad for a sec because I paused for a sec. I had a moment where I was thanking the Burton family, and I got kind of nervous because I didn't know I was going to win the award. So, you know, I'm trying to think of a speech and say thank you to everyone, and I just went blank on the name, and I almost said the Ron. I almost called them the Ron Burgundy family because I saw the carpet was red. I saw Devin McCourty's jacket was red, and then Ron Burton and Ron Burgundy are really close.
Very
and
close.
I was thinking not to say that because they were so close, and I was thinking of Anchorman with Will Ferrell or whatever, and how he says "Stay classy, San Diego," and all that. So I kept thinking, Ron Burgundy, don't say it, and it literally almost slipped up. Luckily, the Burton family—they were so gracious and nice, you know—helped me out and say the Burton family, and it went well. But there's sometimes those. You know, moments where you wish you could take it back. And, you know, it was an amazing moment to win such a award. It's a big deal. Like, it's something that the players really, you know, strive to do. And there's so many players that could be recognized for our team. Our team does the best in the league at giving back and spending time with families, going to hospitals, you know, giving back to struggling youth, you know, for my foundation. We work with a lot of foster care kids, so we do a good job of that. So I felt really honored to be able to represent Pat Nation and the Patriots with that, and I was honored for them to be able to pick me and present it to me. But I do wish I had that moment to where I made it smooth and didn't have a pause.
Well, Kyle, I'm sure the Burton family took no offense to you blanking there and having a brief moment there. And I know that you and your wife, Marissa, you have the Van Noy Valor Foundation. You guys help adopted, foster, and disadvantaged youth. You guys do a great job. You're certainly deserving of that award. So
Cal was adopted.
The Patriots.
Thanks.
Amazing.
Damn, Bertrand, I think I need to get that on video and put it on my website. You sounded pretty good.
I'll tell you what.
The Patriots have had a really They've had a lot of players over the years that do a lot of stuff in the community. They do a lot of charity work. They've had a lot of good luck with a lot of good guys coming through here, and you're one in a long line of really good guys that do a lot of good stuff off the field. So you're very deserving of that, and congratulations on that.
Thanks, man. I didn't even pay you to say that.
Yeah, you did not, but I'll hit you up for it later.
Yeah, and see, people screw up all the time when you're up there. Like, my biggest gaffe was at that premiere a year ago when I do that whole introduction for the team and I introduce each individual guy.
You were sweating bullets.
I was sweating last year, and then when Malcolm Brown's name came up, and when you do radio here for 4 hours a day, and Malcolm Butler's name is talked about incessantly, I introduced Malcolm Brown as Malcolm Butler. Whoops. And man, did I get it from Bears after that. Oh, that was a bad one for me. Like, that's some moments you can't take back. You wish you could have them back. But yeah. Steve and his family and the Burtons are great. And Kyle, we appreciate you jumping on with us today.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. I appreciate you letting me ran on and talk with you guys. It's always a pleasure.
Next Wednesday.
Get that.
Next Wednesday, be ready.
You got to get that hashtag KVN show in there somewhere and, you know, revamp that beginning process.
We can do that.
Yeah, we'll
work on an intro. Call us back next week.
Yeah, we'll be ready
Wednesday.
We'll
run some production work by you.
All right. Can't wait for Sunday Night Football, baby, and the game tomorrow. Get him tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Giants, right. Yeah. Eye on the prize.
Yeah, Kyle just told you he ain't playing. So.
I didn't say that.
No,
come on.
Right.
We were hanging up on people saying Tom has to go three quarters. Right. I'll see you, buddy.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right.
Yeah. All love, baby.
All right.
Kyle Van Noy. We'll talk more football with him next week.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's great to hear from him.
Nice surprise here.
Kyle Van Noy, Patriots linebacker. He has his outfit picked out for Sunday Night Football.
It's going to be loud.
I hope so.
Flashy.
We'll get back at it with you, 617-779-0985. There's also some new sound of Jerry Jones today. Guess what he's talking about again?
Mosquitoes.
No?
Pie.
Yep, that's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now.
Sports Talk.
While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
KVN show's coming back, baby.
We interrupt this fine radio program to bring you the first installment of
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.